One next to the youngest boy got killed in Vietnam. But all the other 10 are all kicking and doing well right now, living scattered around over the United States.
Yes. That's quite interesting. Now, go ahead, about your father. Could you tell me about him?
Oh, Daddy farmed on there. He died young. He farmed on there till, the 1 year after we married. And he went hunting that morning, killed a mess of doves and had a heart attack on the dove field. And his brother was with him, and they would come in. He came into town to the doctor. Doc Reds went by, the only hot doctor it was in Dodge County at that time. And Doc sent him out to his brother's house. He looked, had a telephone out there. We didn't have a phone at home. Sent him out there, and he died about 11 o'clock. But he and all his brothers ahead of him died young. They was all less than 60. And so Daddy done everything from run a convict camp to all through all kinds of farming is all he ever done, I guess.
Yes.
And
he was born.
He was born in Baker County in 1875.
Okay.
And he had I believe it was eight in Daddy's family, but they didn't raise many scattered around. That's spelled a name just like we do.
I was going to say, that's a very interesting name.
That's and when Daddy's daddy and his two brothers went to the war between the states, when they was enlisted in the service, that their name had a Y on it, and they left it off. And I guess it had a little French in them somewhere back there. And we have been teased about being a barbarian, but anyway, they left a while for that name, and we can't get anything out of Washington by any farther back than them three going in the service.
Now this is your
any kind of record. They were
your
my grandfather and my two uncles.
But, two great uncles.
Well, they were daddies. They were Daddy's uncle, that's right. They were my great uncle. But both of them died on the way home from it. Neither one of them get killed in service. They had pneumonia and died on the way back. It was locked up in somewhere in West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
In a concentration camp of some description. When the war's over, they were just turned loose and they walked home. Well, my grandfather left a wife and kid. When he went in the service, when he got back, they were dead, gone. I don't have no idea. I never had to ask nobody. I guess I was young when I just do remember that uncle, the oldest uncle. But anyhow, I didn't remember my grandfather at all.
So your folks have been in South Georgia for
ever since the war. He went back where he was placed up here close to around Cottonwood, Alabama, is where he left his wife at.
Mm-hmm.
Just right across the river over in Alabama.
Yes.
And when he found out his wife and kid was dead, he come back down the river and started farming in Baker County. When he died, he owned the farm in Baker County and lived right there in that one place. He oversees some farms around there too, around his farm. I don't think he even lived in his own house when he died.
Did you know your granddad?
No, he died when my dad was 12 years old.
Okay.
But I didn't ever know him. I knew my grandmother. She lived till I was all 6-8 years old. I knew her well. In fact, I stayed with her quite a bit.
And she was from Cotton?
She was from
Alabama.
Her folks were from Alabama too. I don't know why Grandpa, he may have married and come back down here. I don't know that. But they were from Alabama. And
yeah.
She had a sister that married